Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I wanted to talk about rethinking paid social. So I know I've talked about this a lot on this podcast. I just think a lot of brands sort of conflate things and they make mistakes. And they think that paid social is really about direct to consumer. Like the team that run my paid social, like I'll ask brands on calls, you know, who's running your performance marketing? And they go, oh, you mean our agency that runs our ads? And I'll say, sure. And they'll say, oh, that's, you know, so-and-so. And they're running ads in service of direct to consumer, which is almost always less than 20% of their total business for the brand. More often than not, it's actually less than 5%. But they think the ads that are being run, whether it be like Google or paid social, are in support of that. And that's what their agency is doing. And that like no one is really managing awareness and awareness consideration at trial at retail. Either I literally see them on Zoom calls, they scratch their head, they're like, oh, I'm not sure. Or B, they're like, I think they do, yeah, they mess around with that, but it's not a real focus. It should be. If you're looking for awareness, if you're looking for video views, impressions, and reach on your posts, and if you're looking to support retail, you got to make sure that you don't just have a performance marketing manager managing your money. If you're a performance marketer and if you're an agency or I guess an internal employee and you are judged on your performance, like we're reviewing ROAS to see if you're doing it right, then you're not going to want to spend a dollar on supporting Wegmans and Sprouts. You're going to want to support direct to consumer. If you just think about listening to the words I just said, that's an illogical move if your primary sales channel, especially one that's more than half your business, is in retail stores. You need to be leveraging paid social in support of retail. You need to be leveraging paid social in support of people consuming the content that you're spending a lot of time focused on creating on Meta and on TikTok, making sure that the right eyeballs are seeing it. That is coming by way of paid social. That's people having the ability to go in and do dark ads and spark ads and boosting posts with the objective being, I want to target this type of coveted, targeted user and get them to see impressions around this product or around my specific SKU or around this relationship at a retailer. And you need to rinse and repeat. So my call to arms today is, if you have a paid social budget, which you should, you need to really analyze it and see what percentage of that paid social budget is in service of your quote unquote organic social media efforts, your awareness and your awareness consideration and trial at retail. If it's zero, that needs to change. And there just probably needs to be a balancing overall as most brands are not focused on D2C. We're about to go into Q4. It's going to be very rough because a lot of brands are going to spend a lot there. So you just have to be a little bit more diligent, a little bit more strategic about how you're spending your money on paid social that's in service of your overall social media objectives. And your overall social media objectives are probably not just direct-to-consumer sales, and they're probably not just likes and comments. It's much more holistic than that. And it's time to rethink that and start to execute more appropriately. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.